The National Guard in Bethel is going airborne. Construction has started for a new Guard headquarters in the western Alaska city to support the new mission. Local Guardsmen hope the change will bring more jobs and more career training to the region. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Like most longtime Guardsmen, Francis Utahiuk has spent his 25 years in the Alaska National Guard as an infantryman, but no longer. Now the Queetluk resident is the acting first sergeant of the Bravo Company Airborne Division. He's already received his airborne patch, but his training is not complete.
I have to go to jump school, which is 3 weeks.
A jump school, Utahiuk means he'll be required to jump out of an airplane. I ask him how he plans to deal with that.
Once I go to jump school and do my first jump, that's when I'll find out.
Utahiuk is one of about 130 guardsmen in the YK Delta being retrained with a new focus. The Alaska Guard was first established to block a threat from Soviet power during the Cold War. That threat has diminished, but until recently, the Alaska Guard remained part of the National Infantry. Now the Alaska Guard is aimed at becoming more mobile so that they can quickly respond to emergencies or threats of terrorism. That effort has led to construction of a new readiness center in Bethel, Brigadier General Thomas Katkus.
You look across the whole spectrum of what we do as a National Guard, this facility in combination next to an airfield is critically important and very relevant to all of the different conditions that our soldiers will be faced with now.
Katkus was one of many that attended a groundbreaking ceremony on Tuesday afternoon. Standing in the top story of the Guard's hangar, Katkus looks over the rolling tundra. He appears giddy as the new site below is prepared for construction.
I expected to see it at some point in time, but when it's here, it's still always surprising, especially on a sunny day in Bethel. It's just gorgeous to be out here and see this facility get started.
The Readiness Center will be constructed to accommodate approximately 75 troops, and not just local troops. The Alaska Guard has typically trained and operated on its own, but a new strategy to nationalize units will mean that Alaskans will be training with units from Texas and Rhode Island.
They're affiliated now with a much larger unit. So that unit, just as we will go to Texas or Rhode Island to train, both of those states will come here to train also.
Katkus is hopeful that the new kind of training that occurs around Bethel will increase the Guard's visibility and the community's interest.
An airborne operation is pretty spectacular. The community's going to be able to come out and watch their soldiers jump. They're going to be able to watch the aircraft come in and move soldiers from point A to point B. The community is going to be much more involved in a facility out here near an airfield.
The Readiness Center will cost about $16 million to construct. Most of that comes from the federal government, and about 25% is coming from the state. Building in rural Alaska is expensive, but Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell says it's necessary.
To centralize the National Guard in one area would not work to actually bring in all the soldiers we want. We want soldiers from Bethel. We want soldiers from Kotzebue, Nome, Barrow. We want soldiers that are outside of the urban areas. So you have to have the facilities in the area where the soldiers live and work because the Guard's a part-time job.
The emphasis in training airborne-ready troops should bolster skill sets that are in demand in Alaska. Not only will more Guard pilots be needed, but mechanics to work those planes. And the Guard will begin training military police officers in Bethel. Katkus says at times they could assist with local law enforcement efforts.
Their primary function is to train and be ready for their federal mission and to support the state. So there'll be requirements at times that maybe they mobilize into a state mission where they support local law enforcement and or bring their tools, equipment, and technology to bear in support to the civilian communities.
The military police training will also open the door to women in the region. Females are excluded from duty in Guard infantry.
The military police, however, is male and female. So a much broader based community, also military police having a relevancy to the community. Law enforcement is always sought after here in Alaska.
The Bethel Readiness Center is expected to be complete by summer of next year. It will be one of three main headquarters, with the others in Anchorage and Juneau. Guard officials will now push to create a fourth center in Nome. In Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.